Well, as we are in the first couple of weeks of school starting up for Minneapolis Public Schools, the students, staff, administrators, everyone is back to work and back to school here, and it's an exciting time. And it's also time to talk about some celebrations coming up over the next several weeks. And one of those celebrations is MPS celebrating National Hispanic Heritage Month. And here to talk about that with me is Marian Tizon, Director of the Office of Latin Achievement. Marian, good to talk with you again. I think it was right around last year this time where we talked about this. How are you? This has to be a pretty exciting time as MPS prepares to celebrate National Hispanic Heritage Month.
Absolutely. I'm doing great, thanks, and happy to be here again. Yes, our National Hispanic Heritage Month has several celebrations here at MPS. It runs from September 15th to October 15th. And right now, approximately 23% of our population, of our student body, identifies their ethnicity as Hispanic or Latino. So we want to make sure that they feel recognized and celebrated during the month, especially this month. So, yeah.
Really exciting time. So you're the director of the Office of Latin Achievement. What can you tell our audience a little bit more about what your department does and what they're all about?
Sure. We've been in existence for about a year now, and we're really excited to get started on this next school year. The way we were formed was really exciting. We were formed by a group of parents that really got together and their activism to ask for our office to support Latin students in our district. And we are now a team of 8 people, growing soon. And we are in many different schools, middle schools and high schools. We have programs of culturally responsive groups. We do social emotional learning workshops. We do graduation coaching. We also have programs for families to welcome new to country students and families into our district. So we do a lot of different things.
What are some trends that you have seen now over the last year or so in your department?
Well, since starting last year, there has been a lot of new to country Latin American students and families coming to our district. So it's actually been on the rise, our population. When I started, it was around 19%. Now we're at 23% of the student body. So it's great to see lots of different countries represented in our schools.
Can you share a little bit more about some of the resources? You mentioned it already, but can you share a little bit more about some of the resources that are available for students and for families as well?
Sure, absolutely. Well, our district really works hard to provide resources and student support for all of our students and all of our communities. We have multilingual resources. We have a growing EL teacher population department that are in every single school supporting our multilingual learners. Our office works really hard to make sure that we have resources in Spanish for families, that we can help with interpretation, and that also that students just feel really welcomed and supported and part of the community is really important to us.
Marian Tizon is the director of the Office of Latin Achievement at Minneapolis Public Schools, and MPS, of course, getting ready to celebrate National Hispanic Heritage Month. A lot of really cool events and celebrations coming up over the next several weeks. We'll get to that in just a moment. But lastly, before we get to that, Marian, can you tell our listeners where they can go to learn a little bit more about OLA?
Sure. You can go to our new revamped website, our district website, which is MPS Schools, only one S, .org, and search for the Office of Latin Achievement. Latin is L-A-T-I-N-E, Achievement, and you can find our contact information and some helpful links on that page.
Fantastic. Okay. Let's get to the fun stuff. Can you tell us about some of the ways MPS is celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month?
Sure. So the first MPS-sponsored event is going to be September 19th at 6 p.m. We're here at the Davis Center, our central office location in North Minneapolis. We are celebrating Latin Heritage Month with Jimmy Longoria and his art in an exhibit. So we'll actually have a reception on the 19th at 6 p.m. here. Before that, on September 15th is Mexican Independence Day, and there will be a parade and a celebration, a festival on Lake Street from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and MPS will be there with a table. So come look for us at that event. And then finally, our big district event for Latin Heritage Month is going to be on October 5th at Green Central School. And we're going to host that event from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. There's going to be student presentations. There's going to be music. There's going to be food. My office is sponsoring a mural painting, a collective mural painting, which will be lots of fun. So we invite the whole community to come join us in these events.
Awesome. Sounds like a lot of fun, really exciting events happening over the next several weeks as MPS prepares to celebrate National Hispanic Heritage Month. Again, a couple of reminders for our listeners to learn more about the Office of Latin Achievement at Minneapolis Public Schools. Go to mpschools.org and just search Office of Latin Achievement, Latin, of course, being L-A-T-I-N-E. And, of course, as Marian just laid out, several events happening over the next couple of weeks to celebrate the month as well. Marian T-Zone, Director of the Office of Latin Achievement at Minneapolis Public Schools. Always good to talk to you. Thank you so much for the time today.
Thanks for having me.